Well, I'd appreciate your prayers. I'd like to start in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. In the 6th verse, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And I want you to remember that a little while, because I think it's important, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It says by faith. So I would like my little message tonight to be entitled "By Faith." Noah did something by faith. So he sounds like he couldn't have or wouldn't have done it without it. And I believe that faith has that kind of influence on us. If I said this many times, but it's the way my feeble mind thinks. If I like to think about it. If it is supposed to do something for me, then I'd have to do something that I wouldn't do if I didn't have it. So I like to think that there was be something in some way of life or something that I'd do if I had faith that I wouldn't do if I didn't have faith. So somehow faith's supposed to alter my life. It's supposed to alter your life. We should respond to things, right? By faith, we should respond to things. By faith, I face this trial. By faith, I face this. By faith, I face this. And by faith, I'm different than what I would be if I didn't have it. This says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, he did something. It's talking about faith, and it's talking about the idea of reward. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him means to me is that in the idea of faith, there has to be an expectation of something that I'm going to gain by it. We do what we do because it's better because we do it. I will be made better somehow because of what I do. It's pretty obvious in this story how this is going to turn out, because he was warned of God, but he believed. And what did he believe? He believed that if he did what the Lord told him to do, that he would be spared of the cataclysmic activity that would go around that would destroy him and his family. And so by faith is what motivated him to be able to accomplish what he accomplished. But the idea looked beyond it to say, I'm going to be rewarded. I'm going to gain. If I accomplish this, I'll gain something by it. There will be a reward to what I'm doing. And I want us to think about this on a personal level, because I will have to say, why do we come to a meeting like this? Just to pass the time? Well, there'll be some passing of time. I mean, some good fellowship from that. But by faith, I go to the Guthrie meeting. Because there's going to be a reward there. There's going to be a reward. I'll challenge you in the closest places of your spiritual walk. Why do you pray? Why do you pray? It takes time. It takes effort. Why do you do it? I know why I do it. Because I believe that there is something that makes me better. I believe that I'm going to gain something by it. Why do we go to our normal? And if you don't, let me challenge you. What is the idea of going to our local services on service time? Why would I get up every Sunday morning, get prepared, get ready, and go to service? Because by faith, I got a reward. I see a benefit. There's something that I'm supposed to be made better by that. I am made better by that. I don't see it Sunday by Sunday all the time. He didn't see this all the time. It said being warned of yet things he didn't see yet. But he was warned, and the expectation was that in the process of time, my prayers, my labors, my reading the Bible, my going to service is going to build something, and I'm going to be rewarded for it. And if I live faithfully to this, I can build maybe a character. Maybe it'll help me to be able to withstand the onslaught of the devil as he comes. I don't know altogether what the reward is, but it must be a reward. My faith says it's got to be a reward. And so Noah, being a hold of this, goes through. Do you think, I'm just talking in a human sense, and give me the liberty because the Bible doesn't say it, but do you think as a humanist, Noah obviously was, do you think that it was possibility that he ever got tired of this boat building thing? Was there ever an inkling of a doubt that could have come into his mind that I didn't hear that right? Well, I'd be shocked if it didn't happen, because that's what generally happens. I'd be surprised that at somewhere there wasn't a place to where he had to go and be rejuvenated of the vision that he had gotten so many years ago, or Lord, help me to see this clearer, or something to that effect. But the reward still stuck out there. The warning was still there. And it says that he built this by faith. The boards didn't go in place without his hands. The things didn't come together without effort. But he still built it by faith, because it was the faith that motivated every peg that he drove in, everything that he done. Whatever he done was motivated by the fact that there's going to be, at the end of this, I'm going to be rewarded. There is an ultimate reward, folks. There ain't nobody that ever going to make it to heaven and said, boy, that was just a little bit too much. Heaven's not good enough. No, it's not going to be that way. By faith, being warned of God of things not yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he went. By faith he went. By faith he understood that there's a reward at the end of this. There's something going to be made better than this. That we can know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. There's a reward at the end of this faithful journey that I'm going to have to take. Folks, it cost him something to do it, but he moved. He moved. Faith is a movement. Faith is he believed it. What did he believe? He believed that those steps that he took was going to be beneficial. He believed that at the end of this there was going to be something made better of it. He believed something, and it caused him to do something. So as you look at, you think, I'm going to ask you today, have you ever done anything by faith? Well, you ain't lived for the Lord, you're not done. But by faith, I took that move. Sometimes I'm a little hesitant to speak of myself, but it is my experience. Back in 1995, the Lord called me to go full time into ministry. You know, that's kind of scary. Well, I mean, I had a family, I had a job, I had stability around me, and I felt like the Lord called me to full-time. I didn't know what that meant altogether. But I can say this. By faith, I believed in a faithful God. I'm going to tell you, faith is hinged on our relationship with the Lord, our understanding of God. How many in here knows that God is love? How many know that God loves you supremely? Nobody here loves you more than God loves you. By faith, you can know that. By faith, you can move into areas that you would never move if He didn't. If you believe that God is love and that He is always, I mean, knows God is doesn't fail. He doesn't fail. How many know that God is supreme God? He created everything. By faith, you look at that and say, all of the power of God is at His disposal for His love to me. So I can move into things by faith. I couldn't without it. By faith, I can say, Lord, I feel Your inspiration for me to go into the ministry full time. I didn't know how. I had to labor. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't no spiritual giant, Sister Clay. I was laboring with this of what the Lord wanted me to do. I remember one time getting a notebook, and I got my pen, and I got it out, and I started writing the numbers down, what it takes to live, and how much you eat, and if you got real tight, and all this. And when I got to the through with it, I kind of just balled it up and throwed it away because it didn't add up. You couldn't make it add up right. It just the numbers of it. That wasn't faith. Faith was then the one that said, I got you. I want you to believe in me. And I had people like Brother Sammons as the example that made the thing real, that said, I did this all these years and never had a bill come late. I mean, I had said all these things, and all those that was faithful around it played a part. And I could say, by faith, I said yes. I don't remember what it was, and I don't want to get the number right at the wrong. But I had a little bit of money when I went out full time. And when I say a little bit of money, I meant my debts was greater than the cash that I had. But it was about $300 or something like that I had. And I still haven't spent it. That's been over 30 years. And the Lord was true. I actually got to the point that I made my consecration to the Lord. Lord, I believe Your calling. I believe You want to do this. So everything I have is in. Every heirloom gun, every personal thing, everything I have is in here. I'll sell it if I have. Everything is in. I never sold anything and I never spent the money. And the Lord provided. By faith, I did something that I could have never, ever have done without faith. So didn't Abraham. By faith, he moved from the land of his nativity. He moved into the forest and he sojourned. By faith, he always believed God had him. God has this thing all the way, no matter where I go, what I do. God's got this thing because He's a faithful God. It said He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive. It says by faith. Yes. By faith she did something she couldn't do without. And it said delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea innumerable. This goes on talking about by faith Abraham. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob when he was dying. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. Moses looked to a recompense that he could not see. He looked to one that was faithful. He looked to a God, and he moved into an area and done things that he could not have done without faith. But he accomplished the things that the Lord had said, though he felt he was incapable of that, but it was by faith that he stepped into that. By faith, you and I bend down and pray. By faith, you and I go to services regularly. By faith, we read the scriptures. Because we see that there's a reward at the end of this. By faith, we give the things to God. We commit, we consecrate by faith because we see the reward of Him that's able. That's why we do it. And I can't do it without faith. If I don't believe that there's a reward at the end of it, I won't do it. I'm not going to do something that's a detriment to me. I'm not going to take the actions unless I can see that there's a reward there beyond it. It doesn't mean that there's not suffering or hurt in that. It doesn't mean that. It means that the greater part is beyond it. And I can step into those places. And you know that the Lord has always tried to get His people to have faith. Now the children of Israel, after all that He'd done to show them that I can give you your rewards, they come up to the time that they was going. By faith they could have walked across the Jordan. By faith they could have went and took the things that the Lord had for them. By faith they could have done it. But only two out of 12 said that they could do it. And the other ones, they did what no faith will always do. It shrunk. It didn't accomplish. It didn't win. They didn't come out better because of it. They come out worse. But there was those two that had faith. By faith they said, let's go. We are well able. But only faith saw that. That the God that had promised Noah that there was a reward for building a boat. For the God that had promised Abraham that there was a reward for his sojourning. For a God that had promised Moses that there was deliverance in this, if he would follow him. By faith. But they could not get it. Of course, that was pre that. But there was a faith that they needed to have that they couldn't have. And because of it, they couldn't move. By faith. I want to look at a scripture. This is kind of what got my mind stirring this way. It's in the 26th chapter of Matthew. We want to talk about a couple people. It says in the 6th verse, now when Jesus, 26th of Matthew, now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Well, there's speculation about this, and I think John talks about Mary coming in with the anointing his feet and different things, and it's assumed Mary is considered. This says woman, so I'm going to say woman. There was a woman came that had an alabaster box of precious ointment. I don't know if she was an overly wealthy woman. I don't think so. But she had something that was precious. Obviously, it was worth money. It was valuable. There was so much that could be done with it. I'm assuming it could have been sold. It could have benefited her in many ways. But in some way, this woman, in her state of mind, got some faith. Because she did something that only faith will do. She did something to say, I'm going to lose something. I'm going to offer something. I can say that it's fairly likely that the inspiration of God was on her for the moment. I think so. But she had this and she brought it with something in her heart Right? I mean, she come and it sounds like he's there doing what he was doing. And she comes and anoints his head with this precious oil coming from a most likely inspiration of God and in her own heart, a love and a care and a desire that there's a reward. There had to be one. Do you know? I would consider it a great reward to get to anoint his head. Wouldn't you, Brother Robin? Wouldn't everybody in your think there was a great reward to get to anoint the Savior's head? I mean, what wouldn't we want to do for that? The very idea of giving from her heart was a reward in itself. But she was going to be rewarded by this, and by faith she moved into this, and she did this act of breaking this alabaster and anointing his head with oil. But that's not all the story. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" Now, I want to make a contrast here. This is fairly important here because there's such a contrast here. The woman didn't think of indignation. She never assumed it was a waste. It wasn't a waste. There was nothing she could have given herself to more than what she did. But they had this idea. These men weren't all evil. They had this certain thing in their mind that they hadn't come to. Do you think today that God is worrying himself about money? That's his concerns, right? You guys ain't giving enough money. Well, it is blessed, more blessed to give, but that's for you. I want to tell you right now, none of Jesus' ministry worried about money. You can plainly see it in the scriptures, and you want to know why? When it comes time to pay taxes, you know what he did? He told him, "Go down there and get this fish. There's a corn in its mouth." Why would you worry about money if you have it all? If you have the capacity for it all? Folks, we miss in our vision sometimes what the Lord is even wanting to do and what it's about. There was a reason why the Lord didn't have the same idea that his disciples had. And if his disciples would have thought twice about it, they wouldn't have either. But their mind was in the carnal realms, and it wasn't in faith and all that. And you remember after Jesus feeds the 5,000 and feeds the... It wasn't long before they said, when he said about the Pharisees and about the leaven, and 11 of the Pharisees, and they said that because we don't have no food. We just fed 5,000, we fed 4,000, and you're all talking about food. You didn't get it. You didn't understand it. You didn't get it. Do you know by faith, we don't lack anything? Yes. What do you lack? By faith, we have the storehouse. What hasn't he promised? What has he kept us from any good thing? Is there any? Oh, you may say, "Well, I got wants." I'm not talking about your wants, not carnal wants. But this is the story that's so vivid. There was a woman that had a desire, and she goes in and she breaks this, and this is what the rest of the story sounds like. They said, "For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." Well, for one thing about it is that really what you'd have done? I hear that all the time. It's like,
Well, you oughtn't do that. It takes up your time. You could be reading your Bible. Well, if you wasn't doing that, would you be reading your Bible? I mean, come on, let's get real. You're just like, okay, would you really have done that? Well, you could. Well, it's a possibility of it. Jesus owns it all. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble you this woman?" You think of where she's at and what she's done. You remember when a couple sisters was at odds at one another over a workload, and one of them named Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to every word. By faith, you could say, by faith, Mary sat at Jesus' feet. Because she was looking for the reward that faith brings. If I give my time and attention and take in his words, I'll be made better by it. I'll be more whole. I'll be fuller. I'll be a better person. I'll know how to handle life better. I'll know how to handle other people better. I'll have more grace in my life. I'll set here. This is worth it to set here by faith. But Martha, only thing that she could see and understand was that there was a workload, and the workload wasn't being evenly divided here. And so it says to the Lord, in an expectation of the one who's just, always just. He is always just and he's always right. And I'll get him because he's just and right. He will divide this equally. And what did he say? Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha, you think carnal. You think that way. Why would you trouble Mary? Why are you troubling her? You got it wrong. You're dealing with the carnal and she's dealing with faith. By faith, she did that. You can't say by faith Martha went and said something to Jesus. No. But by faith, Mary sat there. Why trouble ye the woman? For as she has wrought a good work upon me, for ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Did she know that? I don't know that, but I know that I suggest that there was an inspiration of God on her for it. I don't know what she understood, but she did it anyway. She did it not knowing what the reward was, not knowing what the end of it was. But Jesus makes this thing, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial for her." I'm going to tell you that this thing that she done is that I am not going to let that die. Was that important? Oh, was that important for us to understand? By faith, she moved into an area. By faith, she did the little thing that the Lord had for her in her life to do, is to anoint him for his burial. She did that little thing, and he said that reward, I'll say that wherever the gospel's preached, it'll be mentioned of her that she did this. Well, it seems like that might end there, but it doesn't. It goes like this. Then, one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went into the chief priests and said unto them, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" Here's the contrast. This woman, I don't know how much else she had, but she took a valuable thing that she did have, broke it and poured it out. Once it was poured out, you can't pull it back in the bottle. You can't put it back in the box. Once it was broken and done, it was done. Who's going to pay her anything for it now? How much money can you get from it poured out over his head and body? She gave
and Judas tried to get. What a contrast is shown right here of one of his disciples that looked and said, this woman did this bad thing by doing this. What a waste it was. And he was indignant about it. He was indignant about that. And the Lord saw it all together by different because faith had acted. And it reached for something that was more than the carnal. It's more than the bank account. It's more than the 30 pieces of silver. It's peace in your soul. It's a blessings of God upon your heart. He gained so much more than she gained. She'd done this for the Lord. And her reward was great. More than you can get by money. Jesus ain't interested in money, folks. Jesus wasn't interested in money. He's got all the money. He said, they come along. One guy comes in. He said one time, a scribe said, I will follow you. I will follow you whithersoever you goeth. He said, the foxes have holes. And the birds have nests. And the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Wasn't worried about it. The whole earth is his. The whole universe is his. He wasn't worried about the ideas of the money and all that. He can make the bread grow. He can make the fishes grow. He can get the coin out of the mouth. He can do all those things. Folks, he's wanting something from us. He wants us to be motivated. I feel like, if I may humbly say this, I feel like there's beginning to be a real lull, a real lethargic in different attitude creeping. No, I don't know about these camp meetings. I don't know. I don't know. Is this anything good in here? Is this anything? Am I going to get any good by going? Well, I'll say this. It's concerning to see it. I can't help from wondering of the, if I may, humbly say it as I know how. Linda and I talk about it. We're in a different age. We're in an age that I'm wondering if all of the busyness of the activities of our gadgets and visions of seeing and all that hasn't numbed us to some of the things of God. Well, it isn't quite as entertaining sometimes. Or it isn't quite as tantalizing to me. Folks, if we lose faith, that means there's a reward. I'm seeking for the reward. Must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when I get numb to it, and I become number to it, where's my diligent seeking? Is there any value in us all getting together and worshiping in the meetings and doing that? Is there any reward to it? Lord, help us. Because it says by faith. And this lady, she did what she did. You may say, nobody wants to hear me sing. There's a reward for doing what the Lord tells you to do. There's going to be a reward in the worship of the Lord. There's going to be a reward in these things. So Judas, the other side, I don't want to be a Judas. How did he get there? But he did, and it says, and said to them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. I don't know. I have no idea. I just think it would be ironic if the alabaster buck was worth 30 pieces of silver. I just think it would be ironic. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying it was worth something. And she brought it under her control without thievery or without deception or anything else. She come and gave it. Yes. And Judas was pulling. Pulling. What can I get from the world? What can I get to this? And oh, did he not know that it was the master of the universe? Lord, help us. Faith, by faith, we do what we do. By faith.
By faith, we can approach our brother and say, "Brother, I'm sorry."
That's right.
Why? Because there's a reward to it. That's why. There's a reward to that. And you can go and say, by faith, you can go to the altar and lay it out to the Lord. Because there's a reward to that, to be made right. By faith, we can give what the Lord gives us to do, whether it's a testimony in service or a song in service or a message in service. By faith, we can give that because there's a reward to it. And you may say, listen, I'm not putting feathers in my own cap here. I've been ministering for a while. And I know what hitting one looks like, and I know what missing one looks like from my point of view. And I've hung my head and got down and said, somebody else should have done that. And then somebody else with tears in their eyes say, thank you for doing that. That's exactly what I needed. Then, Lord, you have your way. You have your way. Told the Lord a long time ago is that if I have... Paul expressed preaching as the foolishness of preaching. And I said, that's a good description sometimes. And I said to the Lord a long time ago, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. I'll be a fool for you if I have to. By faith, I approach it by saying, Lord, let there be reward for it. Let it, Brother Ivan, I was in tent meeting it all the time. And Brother Ivan, did we ever go for money? Did we ever go for, well, there wasn't no money in it. But I mean, did we ever go? No, what was our prayer? Lord, give us souls for our. If we could see somebody move, see somebody touch, it was reward enough. It was the reward. I remember going to Wisconsin after a tent meeting we had, and a young man, I didn't even recognize him, but it was a winter meeting, went back in the winter, and this young guy stood up and testified about his salvation. And all of a sudden I realized, that was the guy from the tent meeting. It hit. He got it. Thank you, Jesus. That was enough. That was enough by faith. We live life. So by faith, keep praying. By faith, go to service with something. By faith, read your Bible. You say, well, I don't understand. No, by faith, do it.
Yes.
Something will catch by faith. We do what we do by faith. You know, Brother Jim White used to put tracts in his pockets. By faith, he put tracts in his pocket. By faith, he would give the tracts out. Because he believed there was a reward. He believed that they could do something. He believed they could do something. If he hadn't have believed it, he wouldn't have done it. But by faith, he was able to do it. And maybe I don't hear it as much as it used to be. When I first got saved, I mean, I come to Monarch first time in, I think, 86. 87. I think it was 87. Okay. 87, I went to Monarch for the first time, and I remember sitting and listening to the testimonies that the saints had. They was testify about, oh, so or sister so-and-so. She gave me a track or this one, that. And then I was so amazed at how the Lord had worked with them. By faith, those people. By faith, those people did that. Now, most people here still remember it. And I'm going to be through. But we knew Brother Gordon. Now, I love Brother Gordon. Me and Brother Gordon was pretty close over the years, and Brother Gordon told me this story. He said he was coming back, him and his wife was coming back from a meeting somewhere one time, and they didn't have no money. And they didn't have no gas in their car. And well, they knew they didn't have enough gas to get home. And they didn't have no money to put no gas in the car. No credit cards back then. No money, no gas. And he's driving along and finally gets to the point they're getting desperate. And Brother Gordon said that he told his wife, I don't know what to do because I don't want to run out of gas. And it was right down close to out of gas and he didn't have enough to get home, but he didn't want his car not to be able to move. So he said, I don't know what else to do. I said, I'm just going to pull over up here. And he said, I'm going to go pray.
And he pulled over and he said he got out and he went across and he went to go pray and he went over there to get down. He said he looked down and there was a $20 bill laying there. So he picked the $20 bill up, and this is Brother Gordon, if you knew him. This was typical Brother Gordon. And he looks at me with this certain look on his face and he said, "Well, Brother Marty, I don't know what you think about that," but he said, "I think it was the Lord." And I said, "Brother Gordon, I think you're right. I think that was the Lord. There's a lot of places to pull over and there's a lot of things." And he said, "Brother Marty, I don't know how that got there. I sure hope somebody didn't get blowed out the window." Or he said, "I don't know if maybe the Lord just made it and put it there. I don't know." I said, "Brother Gordon, don't matter a bit. Don't matter a bit. By faith." By faith, he went to the meeting. And by faith, he went home. By faith, God was able to work in his life. He told the disciple, "Go get the tax money out of the fish's mouth. Brother Gordon, just pull over up here. You don't believe it?" I believe it. I believe it because I've had God do it for me. I consider myself a poor old country boy that don't speak very well, and I never had much education, and I didn't know how to do anything, and I didn't have to. I don't have to say every word right. God can make it effectual anyway. God can make it work anyway. And I can tell you over and over, as a ministry goes, if you shy back, let this poor old guy tell you something. God calls you, he'll equip you. God will give it to you. I remember one Sunday, and I'll close, but I remember one Sunday being at home. Brother Tony would always do the Sunday morning service, and he left it if I had a burden for Sunday night, and almost always did. But this one Sunday afternoon, I remember still coming through the living room the way I come through. I remember thinking, "Oh, well, it's Sunday evening. I don't have to have anything. It wasn't required. If I had something, I could give it." And I remember throwing myself literally backwards, like a backward flop on the couch, with my hands back like that, thinking, I don't have anything, and as soon as I hit the couch, bang, there's something come into my mind. I didn't even have to get my Bible. I knew what the scripture was and what he said in that moment, that split moment of time, what the burden was. Instantaneously, this is the service tonight. Who am I to do anything? But by faith, we can go. There is a reward for us, folks. Let's let nothing slip. Let's let nothing down. Yeah, this is a time of much stuff in the world. I mean, of the social media and the media age, we're in it. But we can be faithful in it. We can be faithful at this time. We don't have to let anything down or let anything go. We can move through this time in history by faith. And God will be faithful to us. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.